Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I will just say, it's like, we are never allowed to have time off at the same time because it's like the Bravo sphere is like, oh, are they both gone? Fuck this. All the stuff is coming out. And it's like, oh my. And, you know, and I have to say, thank you to all the jurors who listen and send us DMs being like, where the hell are you?
We're back, baby.
We needed some paid time off. You know what I mean?
I'm always looking for paid time off.
Always looking for the paid time off. And it was lovely to have. But I will tell you, as I was driving back from Coachella on Sunday, my friend was driving and she had to go into the office in the afternoon. So we're like, we got to leave early, beat the traffic, because if you don't leave for a certain time, it takes you 4 to 5 hours to get back from Palm Springs, which is usually 2 hours about to get out there. So we leave and I'm just sitting there. First off, I make her put on the Caller Daddy JoJo Siwa podcast because I'm like,
I'm obsessed with JoJo Siwa.
I'm obsessed because she's crazy. And it's like, I can't get enough because she is drinking her own Kool-Aid and it's fascinating. Like, it is just fascinating. And I feel bad for her because she's 20 years old and she will hopefully like in like 10, 15 years, look back and be like, what the hell? But anyway, so I'm listening and everything just keeps popping up. And I'm like, I'm posting one thing. I'm like, oh my God, something else happened. Oh my God, something else happened. And it's like, you couldn't catch a break. And we'll go into everything.
I got on a flight at 7 a.m. Austin time. So nothing had happened quite yet, you know? And then I got off the flight. I like turned on, you know, my Instagram right away. And I was like, oh my gosh, Robin officially fired. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to post that. Wow. Okay. That's some juicy gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, Candace pregnant. Woo! I bow down to Candace for announcing that the exact same day. I love her.
Well, I don't think she did a thing with ET, so I don't think that she knew Robin was being fired that day.
No, like, but the timing is serendipitous. I do not think it was a coincidence at all. Come on, Courtney.
She had to deal with Entertainment Tonight. I think maybe they pushed, maybe it was supposed to be released later in the day and they pushed it up to like take over that. But I do
the exact same day it was going to come out.
Yes, I think that ET, I think they have a deal with ET. I think that's how, I think sponsorships and that kind of thing work out, that they were going to announce that 100%. But they might have pushed the time up to just like, you know, go on with it kind of thing. So it would not, I mean, look, we said that we thought that she was.
I'm so happy for her. She basically said like she wasn't doing the show.
I think like she kind of basically said I felt like watching the reunion. So I was like catching up on everything too. And I felt like watching the reunions. She was already done at that point. Like I wonder if she knew, if she was just like right in the beginning of figuring that out and knew from that.
Well, yeah.
So she's 13 weeks pregnant. When did they film the reunion? Probably about the same time. She was probably like about to do the,
I feel like they filmed the reunion 6-7 weeks ago.
Oh, so maybe she
just found out. But I also found it interesting too that in her pregnancy, like she did like an interview with ET and she basically said like that the producers kind of had a talking to her that she needed to, it sounded like the producers told her that she needed to figure out a way to move on from everything that like they knew that this cast was so disjointed that she needed to like kind of like rein it in a little bit. And I feel like at that point she was kind of just done. And I applaud her because first off, pregnant housewives, boring and pregnant, according to Sutton. But also, like, especially in the state of where Potomac is at, is like that is so mentally taxing. And the way that they operate, Giselle has been operating and Ashley's been operating, is like, good for you. Get off this. Come back in a season or two.
So, and I also appreciated, like, Andy said on his radio show, he was like, I appreciate Robin said she was fired. You know, like, she's admitting it. We did not re-sign her. She had some great seasons. You know, she has a different family life, but Juan is her family. In the past.
Did she though?
In the past.
I'm asking for give me one storyline that was good.
I mean, you have to think Juan's relationship has been interesting to watch.
Sure, but I feel like she's always, like, she's been 100% not caring for 7-8 seasons now. And I think,
to be honest, I think they shouldn't have allowed her to come back this season. She should have gotten trouble for lying.
Yeah. And I mean, you're on a
reality TV show. Also, that's why Mia is making the most amazing housewife. Gordon, I only watched the beginning of the Potomac reunion. I wasn't able to watch the entire thing. The way he talked about his diagnosis and like,
I wanted to give him a hug.
Like hearing the story about Mia going to visit him every single day, that she's still going to take care of him. I am obsessed with these two. And I hope next season we get to see Mia with her new boyfriend and Gordon and her relationship
What's
with
like
Gordon.
wild too, though, is about this whole like paternity about Jeremiah and everything that they were talking about. She's like, I literally did IUI, so I know it's Gordon's child. So then I was like, why are we even putting this out there? I loved that Karen basically like put the kibosh on it, was like, he can watch this one day. Kids are off limits, like enough. And I even Andy was kind of, you're right. Okay, like let's move on. To me, this was a bust of a season. They really need to figure some stuff out for next
Well,
season.
and then also there's some wrestling about if NECA's going to come back. I think she deserves to come back.
I agree. I think if you have like a super flop season, kind of like a Diana, even truthfully, like Anna Marie, I feel like she didn't have a great season. But like it's like we've said, like if you shouldn't be a one season housewife. You should get at least 2 seasons to kind of like prove yourself, unless you're just like so horribly disliked by the fandom, where it's like we don't love to hate you. We just hate you. You know?
Exactly. But
But
I don't think she was that polarizing.
no, I
And I think
agree.
she deserves a more of a second season. And it's Wendy that needs to get behind some stuff. You know
I
what I
agree.
mean?
Wendy needs
Or
to put
ahead
it
of some
behind
stuff
her.
or
Yeah. She needs
and
to,
stop
because they
pretending
should
like
be
you don't know her.
reuniting. Yes, they should be together. Like Nigerian boss babes just like taking it on. I feel like there's so much. I'm so curious. Like, truthfully, I think that they should get rid of Ashley as well. I don't care. I don't care that she's massaged Michael's feet. I don't care about her fake nonsense. I don't care about GNA. Like, there's nothing about Ashley's life that's honestly interesting to me because everything is such a front. I would love to watch Giselle kind of have to
Like flounder.
take flounder a little bit, figure
Well,
out
she'll
how, like,
she
what her
will
spot.
definitely her alliance will be with Karen. I have this feeling.
100%. Her and Karen, because Karen's going to say, do not talk about my DUI. And nobody's going to be strong enough to go against Karen, I think, if it's not Giselle. So I think that they're going to become the new
I
G.
also think she's going to be very forthcoming about her DUI.
Like, kind of put it out there so we can't say anything because she's already going to say everything.
Yes.
She is delusional, though, so I'm not sure. That would be the way she should go. I don't know that she does.
Well, I mean, she's going to get to see Shannon Bedore. Apparently, Real Housewives of Orange County is wrapping filming and they're going to try to get that out fast.
They've got
Maybe
it.
a
I mean,
fall situation?
we're in a lull right now, right? Which I'm fine with. I'm thoroughly entertained by what's currently on Bravo. I don't need, like, I'm gonna be honest, I am not really looking forward to Jersey.
Oh, I am. I'm very curious how they're going to do the filming with Melissa and Teresa not talking to each other.
It sounds honestly like it's not even a factor in this upcoming season. Like, it does not matter the fact it is. But wait, can we talk about Teresa though? So
With
obviously,
Taylor Swift, let's talk about your Coachella experience.
okay, I have to tell you guys. Okay, so I'm like cracking it because like when I go to Coachella, I like rarely am using my phone. Like I'm horrible at taking
You're in
photos.
it. You're in it.
No, it's just I had an iPhone 7 for like 7 years, so nobody would ever ask me to take the photos because I had grainy photos. So I'm just so used to going places and not being the one to take photos. And
Right.
like service isn't always great out there, so it's just like my phone. You're right. I'm just like vibing.
Yes.
Vibing. So I was at this set, but what's funny is we were sitting there because this was waiting for Dom Dalla on Saturday night, who was closing out the Sahara tent. And I'm sitting, and we like got our space. I'm sitting
Is it
there,
even
and
a 10 anymore?
they're not like tents. It's like this, like, oh, it's like an
Used to be a
overhang.
10.
No, there's some tents. Sahara's always been like this overhang. So,
Oh.
but they moved it, and now it's a permanent thing, and it's even further out. And there's a lot of walking that happens. And anyway, so we're like kind of sitting there. It's like 10 minutes before it starts, and I swear to God, Mary, this girl walks by. I go, "Would Melania Giudice be at Coachella?" I'm like, "That's Melania." I'm like cracking up, and I'm like, "That's so random." Like, okay, whatever. Mind you, an hour before that, 2 hours before that, like we like go the VIP route because I'm too old and I need to like
Absolutely.
have some semblance here. And I walk by this girl wearing like this like denim like ripped up thing, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Portia Umansky. And I'm like cracking up. I'm like, why am I seeing all these kids? I'm like, I just saw Portia. I'm seeing Melania now. So that picture coming out, I'm like, it was freaking Melania because
Right.
Teresa, and all I'm thinking is she's going, Taylor, my daughters love you. Can I get a picture? Like, I'm just picturing this because they're in the artist section. So there's the general admission, there's VIP. We mix and mingle in most of the tents, and then there's other areas that like are special, like VIP. And then you have artists who are like kind of in the front of all these stages and have like a different access point. So that's like where like the big celebs and like other
And Teresa
musicians
Giudice
and Teresa Giudice is. Okay. And so I'm like cracking up because I'm like, okay, that is confirmation Melania, but I'm just like picturing that because like It's so funny to me.
And then also, didn't Taylor go to James Kennedy's set and he remixed one of her songs?
So Neon Carnival is like the after party on Saturday night that James Kennedy was DJing. And there's this video and it's so funny. First off, because Taylor is wasted. Maybe rolling. I don't really know. I'm just going to put it out there. Alleged. I don't know. But she is fucked up, having the best time. Like, she's enjoying herself. Like, there are these videos where Travis is like at Dom Dolla while they're waiting. He just picks her up so she can see the crowd and then like puts her back down. Like, they are having the best time.
Is really living her high school fantasy. She is 100%. With the quarterback. I know he's not.
I would love to talk about the tortured poets department on Friday for happy hour.
Yes.
I would love to discuss that.
I can listen on my way to work.
Yes. Yeah, so great. I would love for us, like, when we have, we'll be doing happy hour. So anything news-wise that we miss right now, like, don't worry, we'll be back in a few days. But I would love to talk about that. Absolutely. If you guys don't want to hear it, don't worry, you can just fast forward. Just fast forward. They're having the best time. And what I really like about Coachella is, like, the fact of, like, all these celebs are, like, intermingling with you. Like, literally, we were at Purple Disco Machine, which is so fun. It's, like, a DJ that takes old songs and, like, remix them. And literally, like, Lance Bass is standing right next to us, and we're all just vibing and dancing.
You're just one of the people.
Now, did he walk by when he was leaving and I went, bye, bye, bye? I did.
Wait, and then who else did you run into? Who else did you? You okay, want to so know? So, you want to know?
So we're seeing, first off, and no doubt, you guys, I was living my Tragic Kingdom life. Like, I can just remember, like, listening to No Doubt in the 90s and, like, being so obsessed. They were so amazing. Like, they're all vibing together, having the best time. So as the set finishes, we're, like, in the VIP section. And I see Brock and I go, oh, there's Brock. And then follows, and there's Sheena, and then there's Lala. So I just yell out, you want to know what happened? Okay, she didn't hear me because it's also obviously, like, very loud, but I am, like, my friends and I are just, like, cracking up because we're like, what the, like, it's just so funny. But here's what I love is, like, Sheena and Lala and, like, Brock are, like, looking, like, a lot of the people,
they want to be,
like,
noticed.
100%.
Yes. Like, 100%. I will say I loved Sheena's long braid. That was, yeah. I
mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. Yeah. Like, the fashion for me at Coachella was, like, a lot because I was like, I didn't realize that, like, moto jackets and, like, leather in the desert was, like, very popular. It was, like, on the cooler side. There was, like, a lot of, like, cowboy outfits. Like, I felt like I was at Stagecoach. Mm. A lot of boho chic. You know, just that whole thing. But it was like, I was just cracking up because I was,
you
like,
walked
oh.
past them and it was like you could have easily got a photo with them.
I'm sure if they I wanted, wanted to.
They wanted.
They were.
How
they
did
were
you not?
Looking.
How did you? How did you? Because
I don't
suppress that desire.
I don't have a desire to have a photo with them. Now, if it was Ariana, I would. I'd want the photo with, like, Ariana.
I guess.
But I don't. I actually don't. No, I tell you, I don't like to meet them. I don't like to, like, meet them.
But you've met Sheena a few times.
Yeah, remember when she was like, "So you're the one who attacked me?" And, like, gotta go.
I've never met Sheena.
I mean, I don't, like. I've said hi to her. Like, I said hi to her at, like, the Vanderpump premiere. Coachella, I feel like, is, like, a place where I don't want to mingle with other people outside. Like, I want to vibe with people, but I don't want to, like, have, like, full conversations with people who aren't, like, my buds.
Got it.
I don't know if that sounds, like, crazy, but.
What would you say, like, overall Coachella this year? What was your rating?
I loved it. So many people were talking badly about it, and they're like, oh, so empty. First off, they put up a couple of new stages. It felt. Outside, the one set that I really wanted to see was Barry
not
Kitts.
Look empty, by the way.
But it was empty a lot, except for the one set I really want to see is this DJ named Barry Can't Swim. And he's kind of like this, like, new version of, like, he's like the Coachella version of Fred again for this year. And his set was so insane because he was at one of the smaller tents that halfway through I had to leave because I was getting pushed so much. Like, I couldn't. And we were, like, outside. Oh, gosh, it just was so crowded. So that was, like, a bummer for me. But other than that, for the most part, it did feel on the empty, like, you had space to dance. You had a great time. Everybody always talks about, like, oh, influencers taking over, but they're not, like, in your face. So I don't know. I felt I had the best time.
You still
I thought,
had a great time.
I love, like, I go to Coachella every year. Like, I just love listening to music and dancing. Like, I had such a good time. Like, Sabrina Carpenter was so fun. She was so cute. Like, Barry Keoghan was there too. Like, just
pretty. I don't know half the people you've talked about.
Oh my God. John Summit closed it out. So
the only people I've known is No Doubt. And that's Gwen Stefani.
But you don't listen to a lot of DJs who are, like, EDM. So that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But how about this? Billie Eilish was at the Dolab. So the Dolab is like this like other little like stage area that has like its own schedule. And she played one of her new songs that's coming out. And I'm like, it's a good one.
I don't like her that much.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. It just was like a fun, it's just fun. Everybody's there to have fun and dance and like listen to
Let
music and
loose, to
like,
escape to the desert, to trip out.
yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You know, you're just having a good time and hanging. And like we go, like we have a big group and we meet up with other people. So it's just, you know, we, it's like my,
It's your vibe.
it's my
That's
sanctuary that
great.
I go to every year. And, you know, and
I would die at it. I would.
No, you would
I
not.
have
You've
gone.
clearly gone. You've gone, but you've gone
I didn't
camping,
like
which
it.
is like, well, you went
I did not
camping.
like it.
That
No,
was
but
a,
it's too much. I don't even do outside lands anymore. It's too much.
well, that's okay. That's not your vibe because you were at a wedding. You had a great time. You were in a Sprinter van.
I did get to go in my first Sprinter van.
Did you
That
look
was
for the
exciting for
cameras?
me.
Did you start a fight?
No, we had no problems. We just danced a fireball in there and had a great time.
Oh,
So,
good. Oh,
yeah.
good. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I mean, we, you know, we always know, we always find how to have a good time.
Love having a good time.
And I love that for you. I will say too, I was at the Masters as well, and I did not get to see Sutton. That was a bummer, but I will say, so my dad told me, first off, the Masters, if you get the opportunity to go, like I felt really lucky to go. I'm granted, I was going for work, and so I was like, yeah, I'm going. People are like, I cannot believe you're going. And then you go and you're like, oh wow.
Like a big deal.
It's, well, yeah, and it's just like I like golf, but I was like, oh no, I'm into golf now. I'm into golf.
Oh.
I went into that merch shop. I blacked out. I came to, and like you
You got a good
basically,
hat.
I
It's
spent
like
about $800+.
stop.
You don't, so it's so hectic. Well, first off, I had to buy for people because it's like when somebody tells you they're going to master, you don't realize how many people are like, oh, can you get me something? Can you get me something? Can you get me something? And so you're like, yeah. And then you go in and
Sure.
it's a free for all in there because it's the only place that you can buy the merchandise.
Oh,
So like
wow.
you can't buy it online. Like that's why it's like
Right.
it's really exclusive that people want it. So, you know, I'm doing my best to get things for like people I work with, like my friends and family and like all this stuff. And so, but you also don't have a phone because they don't allow phones in there.
Yes, I
So you're
love
going
that.
off of like, so everything's like written down. So I'm writing down before I go, I'm writing down addresses because
Sizes.
I'm shipping things too, right?
Oh,
Which,
wow.
so like you're trying to like get all this stuff. So literally like people are like, okay, what do I do? I'm like, I don't even know where my receipt is. Well, I've bought all this stuff and I've shipped stuff over to like my family, like in Scottsdale. And I'm like, oh God, I shipped the receipt to my dad. And I was like, please don't look at the receipt. It's for other people. I'm like, I don't even know what people owe because I don't have anything in front of me. I've shipped it to like multiple
You're
places. Like
like,
I
but
don't
please
have.
take a picture of it and send it to me
If
so
you
I can
could keep the receipt,
itemize
if you could keep the receipt and not look at it, that would be fabulous. Thank you so much. But you go in there and you're like, I don't even know what things are cost because they're all on the wall, right? So you say like, I want three number twos or I want this and this size, right? So I'm just saying, and I'm like, I get up there and I'm like, here's everything. And she's like, $800, whatever. And I'm like,
What?
yay. It's like
So,
that
how
was
much is the hat? Like $80 or something?
okay, so I will tell you guys. They had these like cute Panama hats there, and I had a Panama hat and I had broken it. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll get this Masters one, whatever. Now, granted, there is price tags on it, but it's so chaotic. You don't have time to look at it. So I get back to my room and I spent $90 on this Panama hat.
I'm not shocked.
And I'm like, someone's getting a Christmas gift. Like, this is I'm
How
rationing out where the gifts are going.
much
Regular
is?
hats were like 30-ish.
Oh, okay.
So no, things are like not horribly priced. It's just you just don't like it's so chaotic and you're trying to get all the things you want. And so it's like my dad's like, oh, how much did that shirt cost? I don't know. You'll find out when it arrives.
Right.
I don't know. I paid for all this stuff. I bought it and now and I'll probably never get the money back. So like that's that, you know, the shipping cost like double. It was like it was so crazy. But I was on that like lookout for Sutton. I didn't see her. I feel like we overlapped and I don't think she was there for the practice rounds.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say my fashion worked out very well.
Oh, great.
You know, the first day I ended up wearing like this like silk black like dress with sneakers and like brought a sweater. And then you guys, I found this like really cute express outfit where it was like basically
You
like this.
again have good luck at
I'm
Express.
obsessed with Express. I feel like
I
I'm
know,
the
it's
only
so
person ex
funny.
obsessed with Express. Nobody even shops at Express. I will always shop there. I love it. But I got this cute set that was basically like a white skirt and white crop top. And then it was like outlined in black. So it was like kind of golferish. And then, you know, I wore my master's hat with it. And then I had like a G4 sweater with it. Sadly, Thursday, it got rained out in the morning. So I missed my, like, I couldn't go because of the flight.
Couldn't wear
so
that really, third outfit.
I really, but anybody who's gone to the master's and knows. So then we were like, our hotel luckily had a shuttle back and forth from there. So we hopped in the shuttle on the way back. And my dad had told me about this place called T-Bones. He's like, it's the steakhouse in Augusta. You got to go. So I'm thinking we're going to Ruth's Chris. We're not. And that's okay because we arrived and there's a bar in the park. They basically shut off their parking lot. It's a tailgate in the parking lot. They've got a band in the parking lot.
My kind of place.
They've got bars set up. And then I turn and they've got IVs in the parking lot. And there are these older men just chugging and pounding their vodka tons and getting an IV.
One-stop shop.
Once, truly, you could get it all here. They had merch there too.
How was the food?
Well, I didn't eat it because I stuffed myself with the master's food like a couple hours before, and then I drank some high noons, and so I stopped eating.
You didn't eat it,
but I will tell you, the master's food they only have these everything you can get there for like $1.50. It's a pimento cheese sandwich. It's an egg salad sandwich. It's like the higher price sandwiches are $3. Like,
oh.
You spend nothing there because all the money went to the merch, right?
Right.
Yeah. So well, they
and the ticket.
And the ticket, right? But but so it's like, you know, it's all, but it was such a fun time. I was like, I can never leave.
You want to go back? You want to go back?
I would love to. And I think if anybody has the opportunity, they definitely should. It was, I mean, truly, I think that will probably be a once in a lifetime experience for me. But if there are an opportunity for twice in a lifetime, I'll take it.
That's awesome.
I'll take it. So very appreciate. I had a very good week. My today was like my first day back at work and my team was like laughing at me being like, I don't know who's had that more ridiculous of a week of like starting the week off at the Masters and then ending it at Coachella. And I was like, not necessarily my smartest move, but.
Well, you were working.
No, I know. But they're saying like you basically flew over to the East Coast and then flew back and then like went to like, you know, it's just a wild week.
You're living the dream, baby.
I truly feel very, very lucky. Let's
dream.
Get back to some news because I've talked about myself enough. Is there anything that you want to talk about on your Austin trip or anything that's gone on with you? Because I just feel like we truly haven't talked because it's been so chaotic and hectic for both of us.
No, Austin was just like a whirlwind. Fun wedding, just a whirlwind. There for 3 days, nonstop. Just
where
a lot
did
of
you
family
stay?
Time. The Marriott again. I stayed at the same exact hotel.
Oh, okay. She's a reg.
I knew the city.
She's like, hey, John, I'm back. Tell them all. Mary Mo's
but
back.
Someone not asked back was Crystal.
I am
Real Housewives
about
of Beverly Hills.
I am pissed about this. I think that Crystal, go ahead. You're saying you want to say something.
I thought this is an interesting decision. Call at this point. Like, I would much rather see Dorit go versus Crystal.
100%.
Once again, not as polarizing.
Crystal's rich. Like, she's rich. She has rich friends. Like, if you go to that post where she talks about leaving and not being asked back, the amount of famous people commenting on it is wild to me. And I'm like, why would we get rid of
her? Was it the brother storyline this season?
But they didn't even they didn't show anything. Like, it pisses me off that I'm like, Crystal's actually a rich housewife. Rob comments, first off, I'm going to miss Hip Hop Rob. He comments, I was about to bring it this season. Like, I love him. Like, I'm just like so pissed. I think, and then wait, also what's like really funny about this, by the way, is Anna Marie and Crystal had like, there was some like kind of back and forth, but now Anna Marie's fighting with a Crystal parody account that said to Anna Marie, like, you're bigoted, like rapist husband or something like that. And ooh, she comes back and talks all this shit, but it's a parody account.
Oh,
that had a Crystal parody account because she's already blocked Crystal. Like when the season started.
Ugh.
So she continues to flop. What's wild
and then,
to me is like, one Minkoff goes and we hire another Minkoff for Roni. So Rebecca Minkoff, who's a designer, is going to have an unspecified role in the new upcoming season of Roni, which I'm like, she must be a Jenna Lyons friend because she's a designer.
I don't need more people necessarily.
I do.
So I also, I've been following Jenna Lyons TikTok. No, not her TikTok, her chef's TikTok. But basically I see what Jenna Lyons eats every day.
And how do you think about it?
It looks delicious.
Is any good culture cottage cheese? Can we just give a shout out to Good Culture Cottage Cheese? I don't know if they're listening or other people are telling them about us, but oh my God, are we Good Culture influencers now?
I made it. I made it, guys. I eat that cottage cheese every single day. Like,
I felt so blessed.
My coworkers make fun of me about the cottage cheese.
I'm so blessed receiving that email from Good Culture. I literally send a screenshot. Like, have we made it?
We made
it. This is the apex. We've reached we've climbed our Everest, baby. We've got to give ourselves a new Everest. Who knows? Maybe next it'll be Triscuits.
Oh, I love Triscuits. I love
Triscuits.
Nabisco brand. That's a Nabisco.
Sprouts
brand.
Peanut Butter Puffs. Hit me up.
Wait, I do want to go back to the crystal thing because did you hear about the Hilaria Baldwin rumors?
Also, cucumber?
Don't they live in New York primarily? I want to see her, and it feels like it would be like the Kelsey Grammer Camille situation.
Well, like
this is his way of getting her out of his situation with her. But then the whole Russ thing, I mean, they just
that sounds just
sentenced
messy.
The person, the armorist, on
18 months there
for So it feels like that wouldn't be the smartest move for him.
I'm also but the problem is though, is like none of the housewives would go after her because of her status. And that's, I think, what's annoying is like, I'm like, if you're going to bring her on, I need somebody to like start, like if Dorit's going to stay, she better start speaking Espanol over to Hilaria. Okay. I'm just saying, because Dorit is a child of the world.
No, but I feel like Dorit would be like, so what happened with that situation?
She would. They would all be kissing her ass because her husband. That's why I'm like, I wish they could have kept Crystal. Crystal would have gone after her because Crystal's really not worried about her status here. And so it's like, if you're gonna bring on
maybe Garcelle,
I don't know. It's just like, to me, is like very much like if you brought her on, you're bringing her on because you want like glamour and the fact that she's Alec Baldwin's husband or wife. But to me, it's like, I don't find her interesting. Now, if you guys do want to know, get a backstory about Hilaria, like 3 years ago in like our first episode of a January season, like beginning of the year, we did do a breakdown of everything that had happened and who she is.
It was nuts. She's from Boston.
Mm-hmm. Boston and does not live in Spain.
Right.
But
okay.
But then we also see too that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills also asked Christina Applegate to join and she turned it down.
Oh, she's like a huge fan.
Robin is her favorite housewife. Right. Though,
she's
so that
really
me.
Pissed about that.
That, and you know what? And that worries me that I don't know that she'd be the best housewife.
I don't think that Robin is her fit.
No, I like her as a fan. I think what they should do, and I know that they talk about on Watch What Happens Live, but I would love like a people's couch or like how Below Deck watches the episode, but I want celebs to like watch one episode, but celeb
like
fans.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, like imagine Jennifer Lawrence commenting on Vanderpump Rules episode.
Yeah, but what Jennifer Lawrence would never do that.
No, I know, but I'm saying like people who are fans of the shows that like watch them and we get to them to watch one episode.
I feel like they were bringing a people's couch of Bravo Lebs, though.
That's fine, but I want celebs who are not on any of these shows. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, so like Lala and her one-sided fight continues. She's unfollowed Katie and Ariana. She claims it's due to like she has 2.4 million followers, but only was following 226 people, and she didn't like that it was like didn't work. So she just said, "Oh, I'll unfollow them, and then if I get more followers, then I could always refollow them."
Shady.
She's like, it's too, like, I don't know what, like, this is, again,
but
this
it's
is why
unfortunate.
I know she got eviscerated at the reunion.
I'm excited to talk about this episode because I'm really into her story. But wait, let's end the news with Alexia being blindsided by Todd that filed for divorce.
I mean,
she seems like she didn't know according to her Instagram.
So it sounds like he filed on the 11th, which was
on
a Friday,
Thursday, right?
Thursday. Okay. Maybe Thursday. So like, did he file on Thursday and then like didn't go through the courts until like the weekend? And so she hadn't been like served yet. I'm like, what's going on? But now it all makes sense that the real estate agent who only wanted to rent didn't want to buy. Like all.
But it's also interesting because weren't they together for like 7 years
before they got married?
So yeah, that was a little bit shocking for me.
Adriana was, she was right. Adriana. I mean,
well, so you then tell this all season, Larsa will be single and Alexia.
And still Lisa. Oh, well, no, Lisa, I guess, has Jody, but we're never going to hear the end of Lenny.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see because I feel like Lisa's going to be like, no, no, divorce is my storyline, Alexia. And you know, Alexia was talking so much shit on the way Lisa's handling it. I'm so curious how she'll handle it.
I could also see her and Todd maybe working through it. Yeah, for a little bit. For a little bit.
Like, you think, like, maybe they're doing this to, like, secure next season and, like, figure it out, but then, like,
I don't think she has to secure anything, but...
Well, because there's rumors that there's going to be a cast shakeup for the next season, which is, like, don't do that. Everything's working with this season. Don't...
All need mojitos.
Everyone can have a mojito, and that's the only shakeup I want, okay?
You especially shake it, Kiki.
Especially Kiki. But you know what? Even, like, this cast works as it is. We don't need anybody to leave.
Yeah. And we don't say that often.
Yeah. Also, did you see the new Sheena and Katie Chili's campaign for the espresso martini? It's like really cute.
One's tequila, one's vodka.
But I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that they had fun
Good
with it.
Good for them.
But, okay. And then the last thing, we'll talk Summer House on Thursday. So, like, I know that they're all in Portugal right now, but it's like interesting how many friends they all have off the show.
So many people DM'd us. I'm like, clearly they're going to a wedding, guys.
Yeah. And Lindsay has like a new boyfriend. So she's bringing the new boyfriend to the wedding, and Carl's there. So I'm like, I need Andy in the camera.
I don't think Carl will care.
I don't think so either.
I think he wanted out, and he doesn't have the bad blood that she does.
I don't know that she even has the bad blood about it anymore. I think
she went on the files.
I know, but that was like right after it all happened.
Blindsided.
I feel like they both have moved on, and they're both going to be fine. From like Carl, when I talked to Carl, he literally said, both of us want to have families, and I want the best for both of us. It's just not together. Yeah. Like, he has, I think
will actually work out. I was actually thinking, because I'm like, okay, contracts for Summer House has to be going out soon. So her having a boyfriend will be helpful, to be honest.
Yeah, we need them both back, because I'll be honest, like, they both need to come back because I need to see how they handle it. But also, like, Lindsay is like amazing TV. Say what you will, she is a perfect reality TV star.
Absolutely.
Did you also see that Monica from ex Salt Lake City is pregnant? And then did you see what her mom tweeted? It's like disturbing. No. Her mom literally tweeted saying, like, does anybody in SLC have fentanyl? I'm looking to kill myself, basically.
Oh,
what?
That is not okay.
It's like, it's
gross.
It's weird.
I that's too much for me.
I cross the line. 100% agree. It's too much, but I'm just like, Monica. And then she's like, I think she was like talking about it on the Vile Files, because he gets like every Bravo celebrity now. I don't understand it, but whatever.
And in person, said Downs.
Yeah, where she like basically said, like, yeah, she's like, she told her partner she was getting on a plane. She lost cell reception, but basically he was like, I guess I'll just support whatever you want. She's like, isn't that sweet? It's like, oh.
She's an interesting lady.
It's an interesting lady. And then you have something fun you're doing tomorrow night. Tell everybody, or tonight when they listen, if they listen tomorrow.
I'm going to Bimbo's for Fuck, Marry, Kill, the Countess show. This is my fourth Countess show, I believe. So say
I think
hi.
It might be fifth, to be honest.
I mean, you're like, she is definitely she's definitely the best Bravo love to see. I mean, she
like
puts
a punch
on a great
card
show
for Luann shows, like C9, the 10th one's free.
I think it's my fourth.
I'm excited for you. Like, I feel like going to Luann, because she's in on the joke of it all.
She's also been sold out for like months on this particular show. I know the San Francisco show's sold out, but guys, I can't recommend it enough.
I cannot wait on Friday for your take. Now, who are you going with? Are you going with a group of people? I know that our friend Steph is going with you.
Going with Steph. And
now, you ditched her at the two T's show.
I think this experience is going to be a little bit different. I think I'm going to rein it in a little bit.
That's kind of what you told me for two T's.
No, this time I'm going to stick to it. This time I'm going to stick
it's
to
so
it.
It's so funny because, like, she's slowly winking her eye without even – it's involuntarily
no,
wink.
I'm not.
It's an involuntary wink. She's going to go back to Balboa with Lou.
No, I'm going to be a good girl. I promise.
You can be a good girl having fun.
So, yeah. And then my friend Kelly.
Oh
my and God, she's going to bring a friend.
I'm so excited for you. I wish I was going with you guys. That sounds so fun. I hope you have the best time. Cannot wait for a recap, because I know there's going to be a story.
I'll tell you Friday. Okay, let's take a break and then let's do VPR.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with Spot Me when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out of network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details.
Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. I've been using Whey products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. I also feel like we don't appreciate enough the episode's names. So I really want to start highlighting episode names moving forward. Okay. So this is Vanderpump Rules. How you like them apples?
A-P-P-L-E-S. How you like them? Sheena is like, I'm going to say this. I love Sheena because she's Dulu. I need Sheena to drop Lala because I think that Lala is actually tainting her and what's happening with her this season. I mean,
Sheena's easily persuaded.
I know. And Lala, and she's got Lala in her ear. And I'm sorry, Lala she's toxicity for me. Like,
Lala doesn't bother me the same way she annoys you.
Okay, that's fine. But I just think that Sheena without, like, just the scene of Sheena at Ariana's helping her clean, I actually thought that was, like, her and Brock being, like, very good, like, helping her, because it's, like, that house is disgusting.
They're hoarder's paradise.
They need to hire a maid. They need to hire a maid for that house. But I just also think, like, we've said this before, is, like, the state of Ariana's stuff is, like, the state of her mental, like, she's going through it. She's keeping herself busy, but they are messy. That house is a messy place. And I thought that was so sweet.
We got all the flashbacks.
Yeah. But
also, I can't even imagine the amount of stuff that is being sent there right now for brand deals.
Just in general, like, hey, we wanted to send you, like, not even deals, right? Like
the amount of boxes and packaging. I mean, we barely get things. And I'm like, God, there's just so much packaging that goes along with it. Fills up your recycling real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's something likable about Sheena, even though she's so annoying too. It's like the delusion that she's like, who knew 10 years later I'd be making a good as gold video. It's like, well, that's your choice.
Also, the lowest budget video of all time in your friend's shop that your friend Katie won't even show up to. And you have like one cameraman potentially using like an iPad.
The iPhone camera is very good, but I was also laughing that she's like, oh, Katie doesn't want to come because of the drama with Lala. And I was like, didn't Katie go out on a date with one of the guys from the 27th earlier in the season? I feel like that's more why she didn't want to come, not Lala. Like, she was avoiding that guy.
Who isn't Katie dating this season? I mean, she slept with Max this season, stealing Tori. Also, Tori is good TV.
Tori was cracking me up because she
reminded me of a young Sheena, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. That's why Sheena likes her so much.
Right? No, but I mean, even her in shorts, like, hey, are you going to like buy me a drink or what's up? She's not camera shy.
She wants to be on camera.
No, but in a good way. There was like an authenticity to her too. Like, I love that she was calling out shorts. Like, hey, are you going to ask me out on a date or what? Like, are you going to buy me a drink?
She has good confidence.
Exactly. Yeah. But she felt like herself.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel like Joe this whole season, I feel so bad for the girl. And she was on Raquel's podcast and basically dropped so many bombs that Tom, they were going to go to that singles night. And he said he was going to get the red wristband that said he's not single. And then on camera, he gets the green saying he was single. That's why she was actually so upset that they were truly in a relationship. They were saying,
His hair, bleaching it first off to sabotage him. But then why is she, he's telling her about the date with Tori. And she's like, oh, bro, what'd you think about that? That she's also seeing Katie. I'm like,
telling her two different stories.
Agreed. Like behind closed doors, he was like, saying he loves her. Like
he was saying, we got to do this for the show. This is the role, but I want to come back to you. I love you. He is completely two-timing her. And now he's like running about the town with this Sophia that's 23. I feel incredible. Well,
Tori's 24, so.
But that was like one date.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think, like, Tom has to date the young 20 girls because the older girls know questions. Better.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, the thing I like so much about Sophia is that she accepts my baggage. It's like, of course she does. You're a Bravo celebrity.
Right.
Like, and she's probably really good friends with Sandoval's girlfriend.
I was wondering if he's still with her. I haven't, like, seen much of them, but I guess I don't pay attention to them.
I don't know. Sandoval is so irrelevant on everything to me. But what do you think about Schwartz's bleach job?
To be honest, I'm not as offended as everyone else.
This week like with the extra toner was way better when it's like the white blonde. I didn't mind it as much, but the yellow blonde last week, I was like, even the hairdresser that was working next to Joe was kind of like, how's your head? Like, she was so worried because it's also been discovered too that Joe is her middle name and that Kaylee is her first name. Mm-hmm. And then people, of course, look into it and she actually doesn't have her cosmetology license in California. And the shop also said she's actually not employed there. The shop's like two streets from my house, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I've definitely walked the facility. But I'm like, oh, she wants to ruin him. She's like, yeah, I got a great idea.
I mean, I was just focused on her chomping on that gum. Like, I cannot believe the producers were like, you have to take that out of your mouth.
No.
It looks like a cow. I mean, that's how I chew gum in the privacy of my own home, and in the car. But not
it's like a documentary. You can't mess with the subjects, right? Like, if someone starts attacking, you can't get involved. It's a documentary. You just have to observe. But then also I'm like, what's up? This is why I can't stand. This is why Lala drives me nuts too. Mm-hmm. Two things. One, her sit down with Joe. It's like, come on. Like, I loved what Katie said. I love what Katie said too, where Katie's like, you want loyalty from me, but then you go and talk to Joe, who's like, obviously I had contention with in my divorce with my husband and all this. And you're in your quote unquote soft era. You're being soft to the wrong people. It's like, no,
Agreed.
Lala is trying to produce and be in every single scene that she can. Then the scene with her and Sheena and Ariana, where Ariana, I love when Lala's like, do you feel like there's unresolved feeling? It's like, no fucking shit, Lala. She blew up our lives. Or like Tom blew up our lives. And you're asking if I have any resentment or like ill will or like any unresolved feelings. Like, yeah. And then what annoys me is this week, she's like, as she's saying, get out of the house, get out of the house. She's like, well, since you're not in the house, can I host my sperm party there? It's like, what?
Okay. I
Go ahead.
think what Lala is showing us is highly commendable. I think I love this story that she's showing, like, you, if you want a baby, you can do this without a person and you can do this alone. I think that is like a really admirable thing to
Is
do.
it weird that it seems like it's sponsored though? Like, I
I
would be
did.
curious if she's paid for this or if she's doing a paid partnership with the Cryo Bank of California and Brian. Brian is now on the cast, apparently. Like, he's shown up in more scenes. He's shown up
Know.
as
They're
many
like
scenes as Maya.
highlighting it. I thought it was interesting how they were highlighting it and what you would know about them. I
Feels
think
weird
it's
to me.
really interesting that LVP does not seem supportive of this, and I just feel like it's very
It's her generation.
no, but I
Very.
also feel like it's very, she's such a representative for like the gay community, trans community. Like, she's super progressive in so many ways, and I feel like she wouldn't have a problem if like two gay men wanted to have a baby. So why is it wrong for like Lala to have a baby on her own? I feel like there's a double
Because
standard there.
LVP is full of misogyny.
Yes.
100%. I also, when Lala was
I
like,
just thought that
Lisa,
was like
can I
an
host this party at your house? I already have the catering. I'm like, oh, where's the catering being delivered? It's like, obviously, you've already talked to Lisa to have this at her house. And you know what? Go rent a room somewhere, okay? Go rent a room at a
room. Dorit's
restaurant.
Capri room.
Go to the Capri room. Jesse didn't use the Capri room. It's available.
I know.
Okay? Like, I'm like, why do you keep asking everybody for their houses? You also
Well,
have a
her
house in the
apartments
valley.
too.
Why aren't
Well,
we not going to
now
Palm
she does.
Springs?
Now she
No,
does.
but why aren't we going to Palm Springs in the desert?
It is kind of funny that we haven't gone to Sheena and Lala's houses because they're literally next door to each other. That
I
seems like a
also,
super
maybe
easy
they can't
girl trip.
film there or
Oh, in the
something.
HOAs.
Maybe, but it's like, to me, I'm like, okay, now you're kind of a, like, everything she does is also like driving me nuts. So
I thought
she's
the
my
party
bitch
was
eating
a
crackers
little
here.
bit over the top. Like, oh, the cum, the sperm. Like,
Okay,
that was
there's
too over
always,
the top.
I have to say, and look, I'm all for you want to talk about getting a cum shot on your stomach. Ooh, cool. Thumbs up. Not necessarily like if my mom was there, I'd be like, please don't say that shit in front of my mom. And like, don't say it in front of Allie's mom. And like, even
But
like
that's
your
like her
mom. And like,
personality.
but it's yuck.
I
I
she's a
don't need to
lot.
know about the cum shot when we're also picking your baby daddy.
Lauren, you're from Utah,
You're
okay?
from Utah. I also,
Don't forget it.
you know what drives me nuts about her is her soft cosplay. Like when she goes to the cryobank, she wears like a tweed outfit with her like Prada loafers. Like she has these looks for when
She
she's like being soft and she's Lala the businesswoman. And then she's like, okay, now I'm gonna be taken over by Tupac, so I'm gonna wear, you know, like her outfit, like
She's a
poser.
chameleon.
She's a poser. I don't
Oh.
can't stand her.
Okay, the other big part about this week's episode is that we hear about the Raquel being on a podcast, not
Bethany must
Bethany's.
be seething that they are saying her name, that they purposely made sure to just talk about the podcast. How do we know it's Bethany's? It was released in August. There were
We
three
listened.
parts. Yeah. No, but I'm saying like the timing works out to like what they're talking about. It's the only podcast that she did before Rachel went rogue
Yes,
for her own
which that
podcast.
was like so dumb. You should have just done it on your own podcast. But
True. I got paid for it.
so Sheena is pissed. She's like,
She hasn't listened, by the way, though, because she's been busy since 7 a.m. shooting a music video, but she also knows every single detail. Go
she's
ahead.
like, that girl paid me $1,000 when my rent was 4,300. She didn't even leave a roll of toilet paper.
Batteries, pens. She's so Sandoval.
So,
And then she fixed my bed.
and like Tom is so distraught about this. I mean, he is listening to this on
He's
loop
not distraught. He's pissed. Tom is so upset this season because things did not go to plan. And that's what he cannot handle, right? He had this whole thing. They were going to, he was going to break up with Ariana. Him, Rachel was going to move into the house. They were going to be the new it couple. He had set it up last season. And now everything's blowing up in his face. He did not expect Rachel to literally go rogue. He did not expect her to say all these things about him because he cannot rebuke them.
Well, I think he's like, I can't believe we blew up our entire lives. And you didn't even give it a shot after. Like, the world knows. And then we didn't even try to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels, like, abandoned by her.
No, I think he's pissed because of the game plan. He's the villain.
Yeah, right.
He's the villain.
I would do anything for her. I loved and I cared about her. And I love how Schwartz is like, well, man, it's over. It's been over. You need to stop going back in time. Like, this has been done. She hasn't talked to you in months. How has this changed anything?
I also love, too, the conversation between Sandoval and James. First off, I almost had a prediction come true, and then they broke it because James, Sandoval asked James to open for him at the El Rey, and James was considering it. I was like, oh, my God, the prediction, it would happen. And then James was like, book that shit. And then going and meeting, and then basically Tom Sandoval at this point is now trying, okay, my new plan is I'm going to be the victim. Rachel tore me apart, but she also tore you apart, James. So can we commiserate and connect over that? And James basically is like, no, you're a liar. She's a liar. It's all a lie. By the way, fuck your band. This is all a joke. I'm out of here. And Tom goes, go press your buttons.
Go push some buttons on a laptop.
And then James, what James should do is he should take that clip from Tom. He should make a TikTok, put that in, and then he should have it shoot in where he's from Coachella pressing the button.
That would be iconic. Because
the fact that this aired right after James played Neon Carnival is like laughable in the whole thing. Also, Tom, you're so distraught, but you've made merch that says dipped out in your fucking aloe hat again.
The aloe hat to stop.
Aloe needs to send him like Lululemon.
Something. But like, but
so
wait,
that he starts wearing the
right. But also, it's just kind of crazy to even fathom. James was with Raquel for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he is talking to another one of Rachel's exes about her that was together for 6 months. Like, I mean, if you just kind of like look at it from that point, it's like, we're just watching two exes fight about a girl. It's
this
just
whole
kind of
show
wild.
Is that though? This whole show is that.
It's just wild to me.
I mean, it's Schwartz and Katie fighting over Tori.
That feels different.
Everybody's made out with Schwartz at some point. Sheena in Vegas too. Like, it's like the whole thing is like this group is so funny because they're all hypocritical and all crazy and all do the exact same thing, which is Tom Sandoval's point too, right? It's like, you guys are making me the victim when everybody has done something like this. I don't understand why I'm in trouble now. Like, he can't see the nuance in this because he's like, we've all done this.
But Ariana's called it all along. I mean, I love that she's getting vindicated this week. And she's like, yeah, so I countered him. And he's now realizing he can't afford to live here alone. He cannot buy me out. He's trying to get Tom Schwartz to pay $6,000 a month with zero equity. You know, he is having a real estate agent on the side trying to find him and Schwartz a house together that they can go in on.
Schwartz,
it's
like, I don't
disgusting.
Want in. I don't want in. Schwartz is already like, you already fucked me over with Schwartz and Sandy. You think I'm going to go on another loan or any sort of property? Like, I love Schwartz, like standing strong and be like, absolutely not. Not going to happen.
Not
absolutely
a good idea.
Like, but it's like, yeah, Tom, then on the after show, by the way, I watched the after show today and Tom's like, well, when I made her that counter 2 months prior, I was in a different financial state, but now I'm not. It's like, you're not, because she literally said, here's how you can buy me out. Also, you have to refinance. And when we bought our house, our interest rate was so low. You have to refinance. You have to refinance at today's interest rate, which is like 6-7% at that point. So like, what did you think was going to happen? Right. Like, what did you think? Like, I love it so much. He's like, I think I'm just going to like, wait a minute, just so I can like hang out with Maya longer. And I'm wearing this knife on my leg so that like, I could maybe like cut Maya in half.
That was very creepy.
He's someone who I feel like blows lines, gets his knife out, and like carves something in a wall. Like, he's like a weirdo. Or like, he'd be like, let's do a blood oath, Rachel.
I wonder, I bet we'll find out at the reunion what's actually happening to the house.
They're selling it.
Because Oh, they are?
They're going to sell it.
Oh, because he can't afford it.
Well, she's asked for a fire sale, basically, and I think he was the one dragging his feet, but he cannot afford that.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that they're selling it. She's obviously bought her new house and is like getting out of there, but
yeah.
And good for her. Like, I'm like, everybody who's basically told Ariana to fuck off and move out, fuck off to you.
She won.
You guys. And then it's like, you know, then we've also got James. James is realizing, is Allie on the show the way I tried to get on the show and the way that Rachel tried to get on the show? She doesn't really want to.
I am like so proud of James in so many ways. Like him even apologizing to Sandoval when he goes into Tom Tom and does the brunch. You know, he's like, sorry, I got a little heated. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do all Ray, but, you know, and then. But he is so in love with Allie. And this is breaking his little James Kennedy heart. And it hurt my heart. I mean, all he wants is to get married and have kids with this lady. And she's like, I'm not all in.
She's like, by the way, I'm with you because I'm going to launch my music career, my astrology reading.
And she is.
And she is.
She has a music video.
Yeah, girl's girl. Obviously, Sheena's in it. Obviously, Sheena's in it. You know, he's like, no. We're in it for the long haul. We're in it for. I did feel bad, so I can't, like, I'm giving James credit as a character. I think as a person, I think he's still horrible, but as a character on this show, and like,
I'm like the number
one, and him being the number one guy in the group is like the best of the worst, right? We keep saying that, like, he's the best of the worst here. But on the after show, he's like, no, like we, like I, you know, he said in this episode, like, I just don't want to start over. I was with Raquel for 5 years.
He didn't work out.
And he's obsessed with Allie. And I think Allie is a good influence on them. And you know what? Maybe he is the one who's encouraging Allie to pursue this while she has the fame. We don't know. I could see that where he's like, you know,
I'm excited for them. I hope they work out. And
he even said too on the after show, he's like, we haven't even been in that house for a year. Like, neither of our parents have even stayed in our guest room for like 3 times. So why don't we make our guest room an actual guest room? You know, like, let's do it that way before we make that guest room into a nursery. So
they're young. They're young.
They've got plenty
Absolutely.
Of time. They're Absolutely. Like 10 years younger than us.
Yeah. They're
you know? It's also, then we have, you know, we're at Tom Tom Brunch and we have the whole thing with like Lala, who's trying to make a storyline again and go after Katie. Like, Katie, you're like not my friend. So she's like, well, why are you saying I'm miserable? I didn't say you're miserable. I said you're unhappy. It's like same thing, bitch.
And they're like throwing Allie under the bus. She's like, well, I thought you said miserable, but I guess unhappy. Like,
but she also has called her miserable in the after show in other episodes. So it's like,
I think what it comes down to, too, is Lala is jealous of Katie and Ariana's relationship. 100%. And I also think that Lala plays the mom card and doesn't like checking in on her friends. And
they also are living different. Like, Katie and Ariana are living different lives from Sheena and Lala. Like, they really do. Like, they have these families now. Like, Ariana and Katie are navigating this new life as single women who are like basically getting divorced. And I know Lala had that too, but she's in like a different area where
Stage.
she's got kids. Yeah. She's looking at the next part of her life where it's like you find the people that you relate to and you probably latch onto them a little bit more. And
friendships
also,
change.
And also, Lala, you're in your quote-unquote soft area, but truthfully, you don't really know what Lala you're going to get that day.
I agree with that.
And so I think you also have to have – and it's like Ariana's there being like, can we just all lay in a bed and do nothing? She's like, I want to be like Paige and Sierra.
I don't even remember Katie and Lala being friends.
They were fighting before, and they were friends, but it's also like – they had such an opportunity, and I feel like I keep
I don't
seeing
care
this go around.
About this relationship at all. To be
I agree,
honest.
But I'm saying like the women had such an opportunity to band together and be the Spice Girls, as they said, to like take down these men. And so for them, for Lala and Sheena to like be influenced by these producers who are like, no, you have to film with Tom Sandoval, I would have been like, no.
I also, okay, Sheena going over to Tom Sandoval that has not
heard
this song.
She has to go to the bathroom and run into Sandoval. This is the second time she's gone to the bathroom and run into Sandoval.
Has not heard this song. The smirk on her face telling him the lyrics. And also
Ferrari to a Jetta.
She is such a hypocrite.
Totally.
If Tom Sandoval had done this to her, she would be sobbing in the...
She's also like, this has affected me so much. I want to be friends with Tom Sandoval. But then I wrote a diss track, which, bitch, you did not write the diss track. Like, there's no way Sheena wrote any part of that song except for she's like, what if we spelled apples?
And so, and all Sandoval's like, she's profiting from my pain. Yes. I haven't seen a penny from this, and everyone else is getting rich off of it.
Sheena probably was like, oh my God, I have some good lyrics. Green apple, red apple, honey crisp.
She literally, Summer Moon wrote the song. Summer, yeah, Moon. Summer Moon. This is basically a nursery Ocean rhyme. Ocean is Summer
Moon.
It's a nursery rhyme that they added techno music to.
Have you seen that TikTok going around of the wheels on the bus techno version?
No. They could have also watched Good Will Hunting the night before. And
so, I mean, this is what it's based on. But I mean, even Lala says apple, Ocean's only word that she knows how to spell is apples.
It's brilliant.
I mean, it's like Sheena's like, you know, Sheena really thinks that she's gonna have some sort of music career, almost like a Luann.
This did not like hit the way that Good as Gold has, or
right, because
what other songs does she have?
Can you freak, bitch? But that also didn't go anywhere, because what do you remember about that song? Her backup dancer, Ariana. She's come a long way since then.
Wait.
God, I mean, this show is so, it's like,
this was a hard episode for me. The last week's was great. This was pretty
This
hard.
Season is tough, because again, I don't know where they go from this, because you know Bravo's not going to cancel it, because it's still their highest rated show.
Well, even Lala said she wouldn't go on the Valley. I'm like, girl, you need to make that transition. Wait.
She did say she would. This week she said she would.
Oh, she did?
This week she basically was saying,
"Or no,
oh,
she...
I need to be somewhat with like people who are kind of are in the same season of life as me." And so she's kind of hinting that she would go to the Valley, which is why I'm like, something happens at the reunion, because she's been, this PR tour of hers is just so interesting. And I could see, but it's like, something has to happen with Vanderpump Rules. And I don't know if you turn it into a something about her spinoff. I don't know what you do with it, because it's highest ranked show. You do not let the show go to the wayside.
They got to get Tori on it. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. I would be fine. Like, there needs to be the next generation of, which I know was what they're trying to do, but I think we've got to figure out what it is, because like, nobody wants to watch the redemption of Sandoval. And every time you guys keep showing us scenes of Sandoval, we don't want it. We don't want him fake crying about this podcast. We don't care, because he, as Ariana said, there is no remorse from him. So it's like, he's not likable in any which way, and nobody's rooting for him. We don't even want him on our screen anymore.
They could easily get rid of him.
100%. What would the drama be, though? I don't know. I mean,
we didn't think the Valley was going to be good. Let's take a break and talk the Valley.
You got it.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
I love this show so much. I hate all of them and I love it so. Here's the thing. I don't, and I mentioned this like the other week, I don't need the stars of the show to be Jax and Brittany. They don't even need to be on the show. If they were on the show, the show would exist still.
I'm obsessed with watching Jax Taylor. He is crazy. I mean, his OCD with the leaf blower, him plunging his freaking sink. Yeah. I mean, him asking if he has to brush his teeth because they're all fake. He's nuts. And then him, he
hates his wife.
Okay. I feel
who
like
has a drinking problem.
So mad at Brittany because of the drinking, because I think he doesn't like. This is mean.
You don't think he likes that she leaves bags of puke in the driveway and no offense that she looks as disheveled as she does?
Also, Brittany, get more labs, okay? You can use code TJG. Go to morelabs.com, code TJG.
Labs.com/TJG. Get some liquid IV. Get anything you need to, girl. You should not be throwing up all day. Also, here's the thing. Stop only having shots of tequila as your drink of choice.
Right. You've got to change it up, honey.
And you know what? If you like the tequila, you don't need to take a shot. You could drink it neat. You could drink it on the rocks. Right. There are ways to drink tequila except besides shooting it the way you do. But I literally think she's an alcoholic and I think she has a problem and she's drinking all the time. The entire cast comments on it. And I think Jax is disgusted by it. I feel like she gets blacked out and is like one of those people who like passes out and like just he's got the ick from her.
I think he's like, you need to lay off the sauce because if you want to have more kids, you need to start acting like a mom. He says that, which that is not okay. That is absolutely not okay. I think he's weaponizing the alcohol against her, to be honest. I think she has like, I think she has wild nights out.
I weirdly don't. I think she drinks every day.
I don't.
Come on.
Don't.
Remember when she was on Vanderpump Rules and the doctor literally said, you have an ulcer, you have to stop drinking. She's like, I can only take half the amount of shots that I was taking before. It's like the doctor said, stop.
I want to give her the benefit of the doubt because she is with Jax Taylor and
she made her bed. She's laying in it. I feel
she's
bad.
In love with him.
I
okay,
feel
also like, her story.
She's about on Stingray
in the water with Jax's parents.
You could not waterboard that out of me, Mary. You could not. That would go with me to my death bed, okay? I am Michelle. I am shitting at the Starbucks, okay? Yes, I'm taking a poo in the lobby.
Talked about this when you need to be in a safe, secure place to poo, and you always go to the hotel bathroom.
And you don't. I mean, go when in you're,
I'm saying your first trip,
What did she do? You wipe her ass with a stingray after she was done with her aqua dump?
She couldn't wipe.
I mean, do not.
But that is my fear. I mean, that is worst case scenario, you know? Like, did we go on a boat this weekend and I had a breakfast taco and a coffee and I was like, uh-oh.
You looked for some stingrays. A
good idea.
Like, where's the closest stingray? I need to shit on it.
No, it was safe. It was fine. But I was like, what was I thinking having that coffee and breakfast taco?
Eggs don't agree with you.
I know.
Oh my God. It could have been bad.
Especially like, farm fresh.
But I'm just telling you, the things that she said, I was like, No,
I'm team Brittany. I'm sure she carries all the heavy load in the house. He pretends like he cleans up everywhere.
I don't know. I think he's really, honestly, I think he's really, like, I feel like he takes, like, an Adderall or, like, he goes on, like, a little bit of a bender and he starts cleaning, like, maniacally. But he, like, turns into crazy. He's like, why is this down here? Like, I think she, like, keeps, like, first, also, you guys, their couch looks so fucking comfortable. It's like this deep couch and I'm like, that looks comfy, but they hate each other. That household is sadness always.
I think she's not into her. She's still in love with him. She is telling him exactly what she needs. I need words of affirmation. And he's I can't lie.
Jax doesn't want to lie.
I know.
He doesn't want to lie.
He's like,
here's what I need Brittany to do. I need her to get some self-confidence. I need her to cut 6 inches off her hair. It's gotten to her hair that long is actually making her look heavier because it's got to this dowdy position, this dowdy hair. Like, you know, when your hair just gets to a point where you're like, I have to cut it. The layers aren't bouncing anymore. She's at that point with her hair. But for her, her hair is like her Samson. Like, you cut that hair off, she does not feel herself. Like, she loves her long hair. And I need her to start. That purple outfit that she was wearing, I think that color looked absolutely beautiful on her. It was not the outfit for her. And she's beautiful.
No, I'm proud of her. She was the one. She's walked away from Jax.
Has she though?
Yes. I mean, she's still in those Airbnbs. She's paying for the Airbnbs.
I think Jax has moved on. There's a rumor he's fucking his publicist in Toronto. There's this thing on Reddit that was like floating around that was basically like, I was at the bar that Jax was at in Toronto and he basically walked in and somebody caught him fucking his publicist.
Dumois?
I just said Reddit.
Oh, okay.
It was in like, well, I don't know. They said I was at the bar and this is what happened. Seems
everyone has been saying, I guess Brittany has all access to all his text messages and stuff like through iPads and stuff. Mm. And multiple people are saying on the cast that he hasn't cheated, but they're separated. So maybe.
Okay. Well, Kristen said she'd keep everybody's secrets. Okay. Cause Michelle's definitely cheated and Jesse is cheated.
She is an empath.
The editor's doing her so dirty with the clips from Vanderpump.
Dick, we're going to put lube on this.
She's like, no, we're not.
Knock his ass out.
I mean, I feel like everybody like wants a marriage like Nia and Danny. It's like, I need them to get off the show because I need to protect them.
What did you think about Danny calling her back to the house when the AC wasn't working?
I was thinking she was never sleeping over. I was thinking she was leaving late night. Because she said, I have to leave earlier than I thought. And so I thought, oh, I don't know if she's sleeping over there. And he just was basically like, I don't know what to do. Help.
Like, you got to get back home.
And I also kind of think they use the kids a lot to get out of things. Like, this isn't the first time that either of them has left an event. Like, even after the Capri thing, she's like, babysitter's done. We got to go, Danny. Like, you know.
I don't think they're going to make it to the next season.
I'm okay with that. That's okay. They're too nice and I want them to stay together and work out. Like her, loved her talking about her postpartum and like this high functioning depression. I don't think it gets talked about enough. I'm not a mom, so like I've never experienced this, but I just feel this is such a conversation that people don't have. And I think so many women who have had babies who have been in these sort of situations, having someone talk about that makes it so real. And I thought Danny was like so supportive when he's like, if you need help, it's okay. Like, it was just a nice conversation to see because a lot of people have been like, is she going to cry again?
They're too normal.
They're too
Besides their handcuffs, blindfolding, and ice, they're very normal.
Sure. I think that could be normal, too. And maybe that is normal. They could be normal, too. We're not yucking anybody's yum on their kinks. Right, you know? But, right, like, right. I just – I really, really like Nia. Like, I just wanted to, like, give her a hug. She's, like, so, she just seems so nice.
Okay. The burning question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Michelle talking to? The actor or director?
Here are the rumors.
Okay.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it is. I think that name is too long. Okay. There have been blind items. They're also saying Michael Bay. Michael Who's Bay that? Has been, Michael Bay does, he did like Transformers. He did like a lot okay. of the action movies.
Okay.
And they're also saying James Franco. These seem to be the top three that are kind of
going through. I can see the James through. Franco thing.
There have someone like I was, it was like, I think it's the.
I also feel like Jesse is comfortable with it because I feel like this is how he can get away from the relationship. He's like, well, if she does.
They're already over at this point.
It went as filming.
I think when the con.
Because we know in real life.
When the show first started, they signed on. They were having some issues, whatever. By the time the show picked up the camera, they were already done. And they said, we'll play this out. Like, they're still friendly, but they both cheated on each other and it's over. And so now, okay. but I wonder if there's,
it is interesting to hear. It is interesting to hear. He's like, a year ago, she basically said she was going to leave. I was completely blindsided. And then I was like, we really want, it's interesting.
Do you think
to
it was
me.
His fashion that she was over? Because if you recall the dinner jacket he wore last week to the gala, he loves the fedora and he loves a flip flop with a jean.
I think it's that when things opened up after COVID, he just left her with the baby. And that okay. was the problem.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's nothing to do with the horrible fashion sense of his.
No. No. Can or but it could be about losing his 8-pack.
Can I tell you, maybe this is the misogyny in me. I like Jesse better than Michelle. I thought her comment to Kristen was really fucked up that she said in her confessional where she was like, please don't have any kids. We don't need any more of you. And I'm like, wait, but
she
you and Jesse are awful.
Her a racist.
Oh, okay. Well, she didn't call her race. She said Janet and Zach did. And I believe Janet. Janet thinks she's the Stassi of the show. And I think that Janet did say this shit. Jax does not lie about certain things. And Jax is like, so Janet's me.
Also, Janet couldn't be more relatable. She's like, well, yeah, I already looked up the house. I mean, if you're not using Zillow or Redfin, come on.
When she said that, it gave me such you vibes. When she said that, I was like, this is such a Mary thing to do. I love it.
Of course.
I love it.
Of course.
But I think she's the sniper from the side. She uses her pregnancy to get out of like a jail cart, like jail free carts.
I agree with that.
So I think she's the messy one.
I completely agree with that.
I mean, Kristen is like on the outs with this group.
What does Luke know?
He knows who she's cheating on, mm-hmm. who she's hooked up with.
Yeah.
Here's the question I have. I'm like, what are the Birkenstocks doing? What is happening with Kristen's Birkenstocks? I understand she has a foot problem, it seems. Do we have no other flats that we can wear to a fancy gala that are not a Birkenstock?
Birkenstocks are cool. I'm sorry you can't get behind them.
For a gala?
Not for galas, but
okay. Well, she's wearing a gala, Mary.
Have you ever even tried on a Birkenstock?
Yeah, I'm
the
not
comfort
a Birkenstocker.
Level it molds to you. You could wear them with jean shorts.
Huh?
You could wear them to walk to Sprouts.
You apparently can wear them to galas. I'm saying they are clearly wearable footwear, as Kristen has worn them in every single scene. If you're gonna wear your Birkenstock, put on the hand glove, okay? For your carpal tunnel, Kristen. I need to. What's
she's
going
falling
on?
Apart. She's falling apart. I get that.
But I love her. I think she's like this is the Kristen show in the sense of like where she's like, hey guys, yeah, do you know my boyfriend? We have sex. We don't know where we're gonna live. It's fine, but we have sex because we're gonna have a baby. And I laid there flat. And you know what? We had sex last night and I woke up this morning and I was sick. And Luke said, take a pregnancy test because he doesn't understand women's anatomy. Andy calls him Vincent Van Gogh. And it's like,
it's good. It's a good
show. What is he doing here?
I love it. They're still together.
I know, but it's just like I just don't know what he's doing here. I don't even know how they're together.
I love them together. I want them to stay together.
I would like them to stay together too at this point.
Right.
Although okay, I would love single Kristen, single Brittany, and now I guess single Michelle.
I don't think Michelle's single though.
Well, she's not. You're right. She has a boyfriend.
Right. So what do you think is like Jesse's motivation to stay with her? Because he seems to be wanting to save this. And she's kind of like,
I don't necessarily know how I feel about this. Like, it's a little bit too late.
I think Jesse has not changed since the beginning of their relationship, which she has said is one long booty call.
Mm-hmm.
And from her wedding pictures, she's had a definite, like, she was gorgeous then, but she's had a definite glow up since then. And I really think she's...
Honestly, that was only 6 years ago, and I felt like she looked a lot different.
Yeah, well, she's had a little bit of work done, but it's good work. Like, she looks like she's beautiful, and I think she just has this confidence, and I think she's now, I'm a mom. She's done all these things where she's had growth, and I think Jesse kind of mentioned it in the first episode. She's had all this growth, and he hasn't changed. He's exactly who he was when she married him, and she's done with it now. Yeah. And so I think he's kind of like, well, I don't know why she's over me when I've not changed. And she's like, that's exactly why I'm over you. And I think she probably is getting attention elsewhere from this director, if it's Michael Bay or James Franco or whatever it is. Sorry.
I'm glad you knew who.
And I think at the end of the day,
you need to go to the chateau.
Sure. It's been,
I've never gone.
Oh, you would like it.
Yeah, I want to go.
You would like it. It's fun. It's just for me, I think he's also like, well, we have a business, we have a life. And I think that's not, he's cheated before, so I don't think he's worried. I think he's very honestly who he is. Like, I don't think that there's secrets with Jesse. Kristen's not keeping any secrets because everyone knows.
Right.
That's just how I feel about that. But I'm like,
see right through him.
But I'm like, Luke, spill it. You're not allowed to go on a reality show and be like, oh, I can't tell you.
He will eventually.
Oh, well, Kristen will. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I love this show. I love this show. I can't believe how obsessed. Like, I asked today, I'm like, which show do you watch first? Did you watch Vanderpump or do you watch The Valley?
I watch them in chronological order, but I would prefer The Valley.
Yeah. Like, I watch because Vanderpump is on first.
Over Vanderpump Rules.
I agree, but I also can't quit it yet. I can't quit it because I'm also like, wait, we're supposed to like Lala at what point? At one point, what is it? When is it next week?
Episode 13.
Episode 13. How many more do we have? But I got to tell you.
Probably five.
Thank you, Big Papa, because Bravo is delivering on the TV shows. I can't wait to talk about the summer houses.
Yes.
I think, and we'll talk about it on Friday, but I think Martha's Vineyard is picking it up.
Okay.
I think they're having a blast.
I'll watch tonight. I'll catch up.
I'm loving OG Summer House. I'm just vibing.
I'm loving OG Summer House.
I'm vibing with it all. I'm like, thank you, Big Papa. You know what? I thought
you were talking about Kim Dulciak's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, Big Papa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's, I guess, Big Papa right now is Andy Cohen or whoever does scheduling.
Yeah.
And you know, and I love all the old shows that are coming back onto Peacock too. It's like
NYC Prep.
Guys, you don't need Housewives to enjoy Bravo, okay?
Agreed.
And with that, Mary, I'm so glad that we're back.
We're back, baby.
I'll
see you Friday.
I missed you all. We'll see you for happy hour.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.